The bills that Cuomo signed include eliminating the requirement that voters have to submit applications for absentee ballots that include their signature. They'll now be able to request the ballots by an unsigned letter or by going online to get one mailed to them. Ballots can be postmarked up until Election Day. Previously, they had to be stamped 7 days before Election Day in order to count. The legislation also requires boards of elections to better inform voters when changes are made to polling places. Jennifer Wilson with the League of Women Voters says some of the changes are positive steps in the ongoing process of easing New York's often confusing voting procedures, but she says others are not so beneficial.
We don't love all of them, truthfully.
She says one of the changes actually takes New York backward. It will require voters to request an absentee ballot 15 or more days before election instead of the prior rule of 1 week. Lawmakers say they're following the advice of the Federal Postal Service. It says more time is needed due to chronic delays in delivering mail because of staff reductions and other cost-cutting measures. Wilson says New York now has one of the earliest deadlines in the nation for requesting ballots.
We don't need to have 15 days. We could easily do 11 days. Seven is actually closer in line what most states have, 7 days ahead of the election. So not all of these policies are pro-voter policies, let's just say that.
Some bigger changes to voting rules could take place after this November's elections. A measure on the ballot this fall would amend the state's constitution to allow for widespread mail-in voting. It could lead to no-excuse absentee voting by ending the requirement that voters can only get absentee ballots if they're ill or out of the state on Election Day. During the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, New Yorkers could request a ballot if they cited the pandemic as a reason, but those exceptions have now ended. A second ballot referendum would pave the way for same-day voter registration by rescinding the constitutional requirement that voters must register to vote 10 days or longer before an election. Even if New York's voters approve the measures, the governor and legislature would still have to create new laws in 2022 to specifically allow same-day voter registration and universal mail-in voting by the fall.
There does need to be supporting statutory language that'll have to happen next year in order to actually have these policies be fully in effect.
Other voting law changes approved by Cuomo include a rule that will allow candidates who lose in a party primary election to remove their name from minor party ballot lines if they want to do so. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.